Hi, Jen. What's in your mind?
Hey, Doc. You know, you always find lots of information stuff. So I was going to call in and talk about my uncle and his knee, but I also want to follow up on a couple of things that you mentioned just recently.
Okay, go ahead. And if we have to get interrupted by the top of the hour, we'll just continue after. So go for it.
Okay. So basically, with your vitamin C, you know, I know myself, I basically was taking some high doses of the vitamin C or attempting to, and maybe I'm one that, I don't have the thing, but a week or two afterwards, it passed small kidney stone. Didn't realize it, just something like acid coming out, and then lo and behold, there it is. My nephew threw it away, unfortunately, so we can't sort of analyze the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But so I guess magnesium would be good for that, for, you know, people who are susceptible to that. Plus, it also helps with relaxing the bowel.
Don't forget the vitamin B6 to go with that magnesium. That's what the whole big study was on, magnesium and vitamin B6 cutting down on kidney stone formation.
Yep. Okay. And then also I should be given blood. Now, my just some history or whatever, never gave it before. You know, I was thinking, well, it'll like run you down or you'll feel like less. Now, I might have thinner blood than many. My sister and I take after each other. She has kind of thinner blood. She's also a bit gluten intolerant. For me, I can eat like wheat and bread and stuff, but we're both sort of lactose. So basically, just kind of like a lot of your calls earlier. And so, I can't touch, any milk at this point in time. It runs in my mom's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to try telling the woman, but she was basically saying that you actually gave some very good advice to her on that impacted stool. But I know one thing, if I had impacted stool, if I touched milk, believe me, it would blow through you like, you know, crazy, because it would put the whole bowel in spasm, for me at least, and then it would be bad. But it might even blow it out, if you know what I mean, like a carburetor or something. But
mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
So anyway, I was
question?
Just going to give her that advice. But then the question about my uncle, he's 89 years old. And he has like knee or like arthritis or probably in his knee. Now, he would every once in a while get like cortisone shots or shots in his knees and basically like physical therapy. I mean, other than this, he's in good health. Is there some supplements he could take for basically that sort of ailment?
Absolutely so, sir. But as you can hear, we're coming up on the top of the hour, so I'll get back to you after that. And yes, there is something to do, no question. And back to Jen. Are you still with us, sir?
Yes, Doc.
Hi. Now, this uncle that has the pain in the knee or knees, how old is the man?
87.
87. Well, very likely, I can't tell you that for sure. I'd have to examine the knee or take an x-ray. But very likely, it's what's called degenerative arthritis at age 87. And believe it or not, that is usually totally controllable, sir. Now, notice I didn't say curable. It's controllable because what's the matter with degenerative arthritis was actually published about 3-4 years ago, namely that the cartilage cells start to deteriorate because there's not enough of the energy molecule called ATP being made by the mitochondria inside of those cartilage cells. So if we can reactivate those mitochondria to make more ATP, the cartilage cells, they actually start to repair themselves. And we happen to know that mitochondrial energy to produce ATP is reactivated with the B vitamin niacinamide. Now, clear back in the 1940s, and I know I keep mentioning this for all of you who are bored hearing about it, but it's true. In the 1940s, a doctor who knew nothing about all those biochemical details, he did figure out one thing, and that is out of 454 people studied for 2 years, over 95% of them had complete control of their joint pain. It just simply did not hurt anymore as long as they took niacinamide. And if they quit, the problem came back again in about 3 or 4 months because the modern research shows us that there went their energy production inside their cartilage cells, and so they started to deteriorate again. But it is very, very safe to take niacinamide for the rest of one's life if one wants to. Yes, sir.
hey doc, and then with niacin, the thing is that I know I've actually taken it and gotten, you know, the usual flush. So basically, you'd probably have him take it before bedtime, right? So if you get a flush.
No, sir. You're misunderstanding something, sir. Niacin is the one that gives the flush. Niacinamide never gave anybody a flush, okay, ever. And the worst it can do is if we take more than our livers want to process, it will give a low-grade nausea. And that's a signal, okay, my liver can't handle that much and you got to back off. But you're quite right. Niacin will give a flush, but it's not the one that's used for osteoarthritis. That's the niacinamide. It's a cousin, kind of, and it never flushes. And usually we need 1,000 milligrams three times a day, and we do that, and we're wondering when is something going to happen, and then about the third or fourth week, oh my goodness, it's not bothering me as much. And by the third or fourth month, it's totally under control for about 95% of everybody, and that's what they found in the 1940s. I read that 1940s book in 1976, and since then, I have never, ever had to refer anybody for joint replacement therapy. They just all take their niacinamide and completely control it, sir.
All right. Hey, thanks, Doc. I'll basically tell them that to basically try the 1,000 mg three times a day, and then take it for a while.
Give it at least a month. Yeah, and if it does, just keep on it going.
Yeah, and then with like niacin, the other one, I basically picked that up because it supposedly had, you know, some health benefits for different things and.
Oh, it does, sir. No question about that.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome, and no problem using niacin if you can handle it, sir. That's fine. Let's handle that flush.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.